Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Operation Garbo, the personal story of the most successful spy of World War II, presents the extraordinary wartime career of Juan Pujol Garcia, the Spanish civilian who became one of the most consequential double agents of the conflict. Often associated with the codename Garbo, Pujol is widely known for building an elaborate network of fictional sources and feeding German intelligence, a stream of controlled reporting that the Allies used to shape enemy decisions. This book frames that story from a personal perspective, focusing on motivations, tradecraft, and the human pressures behind deception at scale. Set against the broader intelligence contest between Britain and Nazi Germany, it highlights how propaganda, misinformation, and trust management could influence battles as decisively as troops and weapons. Readers encounter not only headline operations linked to the Normandy invasion, but also the painstaking day-to-day mechanics of running an agent, maintaining credibility, and surviving the psychological strain of living two lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from reluctant civilian to self-made operative, a central thread is how Pujol's path into espionage did not begin with formal recruitment or an elite background, but with personal conviction and improvisation. The narrative emphasizes his early desire to oppose totalitarianism and his decision to insert himself into the intelligence war, which is unusual compared to many spy biographies that start with an agency pipeline. This origin story matters because it explains key traits that later defined Operation Garbo's boldness, imagination, and a willingness to take calculated risks without institutional support. It also raises practical questions about credibility, since an untrained volunteer must quickly learn how to appear valuable to professional services. The book situates his development within the pressures of wartime Europe, where shifting alliances, scarcity, and fear shape choices. By tracing how he cultivated cover stories, learned to communicate like a trusted source, and adapted to feedback from handlers, it shows espionage as a craft that can be learned through iteration. The result is a portrait of an individual who becomes strategically important not by physical daring alone, but by mastering persuasion, consistency, and narrative control. Secondly, creating a phantom spy network and making it believable. One of the most distinctive aspects of Garbo's legend is the construction of an entire imaginary network of sub-agents, each with a role, personality, and access profile. The book highlights how the power of this approach lies in scalability rather than one source reporting one stream of information. A fabricated network can simulate breadth across geography and military domains. The challenge is not inventing names, but sustaining a coherent ecosystem of details over time so that messages do not contradict each other, and so that German intelligence feels it is cultivating assets rather than being sold a story. The explanation explores how believable reporting depends on mundane elements such as travel constraints, timing, and the occasional admission of uncertainty. It also underscores that deception succeeds when it produces the right mix of truth and error. If everything is wrong, suspicion rises. If everything is correct, the enemy gains advantage. The maintenance of a phantom network, therefore, becomes a continuous exercise in plausibility management, where each report must fit the wider picture, anticipate verification attempts, and preserve the emotional relationship between case officers and their prized agent. Thirdly, double agent tradecraft, trust, signals, and controlled information. The book's account of double agency centers on the problem of trust. A double agent must be trusted by two opposing systems, while ultimately serving one, and that requires precise control over what is sent, when it is sent, and how it is framed. The narrative focuses on tradecraft fundamentals that determine success, secure communications, routine patterns that reduce suspicion, and consistent explanations for gaps or delays. It also shows that intelligence is not merely facts, but persuasion. Reports must sound like the product of genuine collection, complete with limitations, biases, and occasional mistakes that mirror real human sourcing. Another key element is the use of signals and feedback loops. An operative learns what the adversary values by monitoring reactions, requests, and praise, then tunes future messaging accordingly. This dynamic turns espionage into a negotiation in which the enemy often reveals its own priorities. The book also conveys the psychological discipline required to sustain a double identity, especially when recognition and rewards are offered by the side being deceived. In this framing, the true skill is not lying once, but building a long-running narrative that remains internally consistent under scrutiny. Fourthly, strategic deception and the Normandy context. Operation Garbo is frequently associated with Allied deception planning around the lead up to D-Day, and the book situates his role within a broader system, where many inputs were coordinated to influence German expectations. The emphasis is on how intelligence can shape enemy deployment decisions, delaying reinforcements, or misdirecting attention at the decisive moment. Rather than portraying deception as a single dramatic message, the story underlines accumulation, a sustained pattern of reporting that conditions analysts and commanders to accept certain assumptions. This is why an agent's long-term credibility becomes a strategic asset. The narrative also highlights the importance of timing. Information that arrives too early invites countermeasures. Information that arrives too late is useless. Controlled delivery can be engineered to appear helpful while still protecting operational security. The book's treatment of Normandy linked deception illustrates how the Allies used human sources alongside other methods to build a convincing alternate reality, where phantom formations and misleading intentions became believable. In doing so, it demonstrates the interdependence of field operations, intelligence analysis, and decision-making at the highest levels. Lastly, the personal cost, identity, risk, and life after the operation, beyond operational achievements, the book stresses the human cost of living as a constructed person. A double agent faces constant exposure risk from both sides, including the possibility of being treated as a traitor by either camp. The narrative reflects on how prolonged deception can erode a stable sense of self, as daily survival depends on remembering invented details, maintaining emotional composure, and managing relationships built on false premises. It also considers the practical burdens of secrecy, separation from normal life, the need to relocate, and the limitations on speaking openly even with those closest to you. Another dimension is what happens when the war ends. The skills that made an agent valuable in wartime can become liabilities in peace, while notoriety can be dangerous. The story, commonly associated with Garbo, includes questions of recognition, protection, and reinvention, all of which point to the fragile boundary between celebrated service and personal vulnerability. By giving attention to aftermath and legacy, the book invites readers to see espionage not as glamorous adventure, but as a demanding form of sustained performance with lasting consequences. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a grounded espionage narrative tied to real wartime outcomes, including fans of World War II history, intelligence studies, and strategic deception. It is also a strong fit for people curious about how influence operations work in practice, because Garbo's success depended less on gadgets and more on credibility, pacing, and psychological insight. The practical benefit is perspective. You see how big events can hinge on disciplined storytelling, and how decision makers can be steered by the information environment they believe is real. That awareness transfers to modern life by sharpening skepticism, improving your ability to evaluate sources, and highlighting why incentives and trust often matter more than raw data. Compared with many spy books that focus on action set pieces, Operation Garbo stands out for its emphasis on method and cumulative effect, showing how a long campaign of controlled reporting can alter enemy behavior. It is worth buying if you want an espionage classic centered on tradecraft, human resilience, and the strategic value of deception, rather than a purely cinematic retelling of wartime intrigue. If you would like to support Juan Pujol Garcia, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.